Emotional eating. Conquer guilt for a healthy relationship with food. Using dialectical behavior therapy skills to cope with difficult emotions and develop a healthy relationship. William de Souza. Chapter 1. Understanding Emotional Eating. One day, while I was working from home, my job was getting on my last nerve. It was really stressful, and I felt like I needed a break from everyone's demands. It was one of those days that went by quickly, not necessarily in a good way, but more so because of how hectic it was. After hours of back-to-back calls, it was time for me to eat. I had a shrimp taco meal delivery kit waiting for me in the kitchen. And while the meal looked delicious, my brain screamed, "Go to Chick-fil-A." At that moment, I paused and thought, why am I craving Chick-fil-A when I have this delicious-looking meal right in front of me? I reluctantly ate the shrimp tacos, which were filling and nourishing, by the way, but it did not ease my stress. I still felt this tension that needed to be released. My emotions were all over the place, and I craved comfort in the form of food, a fried chicken sandwich with a side of fries, to be precise. As I got up and grabbed my car keys, I paused as a thought came to my mind. It came in the form of a very subtle, non-judgmental, but firm question: what do you really need right now, Bianca? At that moment, I realized that what my mind, body, and soul actually needed to overcome the overwhelming feeling of stress from all the tension at work was to get some fresh air. So I dropped my car keys and went outside for a quick walk. I felt much better within the first 5 minutes of being outside and away from my work desk. When I returned, I had a clearer head and was ready to continue my day. The issue was not that going to get a fried chicken sandwich with fries was bad, but that it was not what I needed in that moment. Let's do a quick reflection. Pause and think about how often you grab comfort food whenever you feel intense emotions like stress, sadness, loneliness, or even happiness. And when you eventually satisfy your food cravings, does it really address the underlying emotion? Did you really give yourself what you needed? What is emotional eating? Emotional eating is a coping mechanism that involves turning to food for comfort, using food to relieve stress, or to reward yourself. An important thing to note about emotional eating is that it usually occurs regardless of physical hunger. So, you might not necessarily need to eat at that moment, but because of how you feel, you do eat, and often, you overeat. If people only ate when they were truly hungry, many of us would avoid the typical results of overeating, such as becoming overweight, a toxic relationship with food, low self-confidence, and poor body image. In more severe cases, results can include various diseases and physical harm to our bodies. According to recent research, our emotions cause 75% of overeating. We crave immediate comfort when we feel overwhelmed, especially with negative emotions such as stress, sadness, anger, and loneliness. That immediate comfort often comes in the form of food. Running to food for comfort can quickly become rooted in our psyche, and the downward spiral of a poor relationship with food continues. But does that mean turning to food for comfort is a bad thing? Not necessarily. Food can be a good source of comfort and fuel to help our bodies function properly. Food releases chemicals in the brain, like dopamine and serotonin, which can improve a person's mood, make them happy, and even reduce stress. However, constantly reaching for food whenever you feel stressed out,